Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 175, entitled The Beginning of Job's Sorrows. I'm revisiting the book of Job, and I want to point out a few things. First, Satan knows and sees God's anointed, who is extremely blessed under his protection. Job is referred to by God as a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Incomparable to no other man on the earth. Afterward, it is written, Then Satan answered the Lord, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge of protection around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands and conferred prosperity and happiness on him. And his possessions have increased in the land. Job chapter 1, verses 9 through 10 of the Amplified Version. I want you to recognize Satan's willfully petty and destructive nature. And know this, many disregard the power of Satan given by God. They feel as if he is no threat, and in their ignorance is when he takes them in his craftiness. Confirmed by the word, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 of the King James Version. Meditate on the different ways that Satan attacked Job, but only after his subservience to God. Twice through vicious, murdering, thieving men, and twice through acts of nature. I want you to understand why you should never underestimate a known enemy. As I retell the acts that many overlook. Number 1. While he was still speaking, another messenger also came and said, The fire of God, lightning, has fallen from the heavens and has burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Job chapter 1, verse 16 of the Amplified Version. Number 2. While he was still speaking, another messenger also came and said, Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly, a great wind came across the desert and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they died. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Job chapter 1, verses 18 through 19 of the King James Version. Remember that at the outset, Job would pray and sanctify his children because he did not know what they were doing that he was unaware of. A loving, godly parent will be concerned with their child or children's spiritual well-being. Although the siblings seemed very close to one another, here is the warning. We must work out our own salvation in fear and trembling. Jesus advised us, "For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the very day when Noah entered the ark, and they did not know or understand until the flood came and swept them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Unexpected judgment." Matthew chapter 24, verses 38 through 39 of the Amplified Version. These attacks against Job were unrelenting. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job chapter 1, verse 22 of the King James Version, meaning he did not blame God. Just like any other day, people desire to see the worst in others, whether they are envious, jealous, or because of self-hate. This is demonic. When it is rooted in a lie and you are the one being persecuted, know that it is of the devil. Again, there was a day when the sons of God, angels, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan, adversary, accuser, also came among them to present himself before the Lord. Job chapter 2, verse 1 of the Amplified Version. Guilty, suspicious, and sinful people deflect, attempting to cover their evil deeds. Just as a liar or cheater who accuses their partner of the same. Because they are in darkness, they don't know you, nor do they care to. You should separate yourselves from them. Now, Job must have been a very wise man, because the devil studies us from birth. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and it makes it easy for him to manipulate us, even to our own destruction. The fact that the enemy did not know Job speaks to Job's wisdom. And when he did not break Job at first, he began to slander him again. And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." Job chapter 2, verses 4 to 5 of the King James Version. Let me reiterate what is given to the devil, because some refuse to understand the significance of spiritual warfare. Number 3. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Job chapter 2, verse 7 of the King James Version. The devil can torment with illness and disease, even up unto death, if allowed. Can I give you some advice? True friends are rare, particularly today, almost non-existent. Who you choose to be in relationships with is critical, because even if it is not intentional, they speak into your life, good or evil, life or death, blessings or curses. Hear clearly the words of Job's wife. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still cling to your integrity and your faith and trust in God without blaming him? Curse God and die." Job chapter 2, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. Now Job has lost everything, and then he is struck in his body, so disfigured that his friends didn't even recognize him. He scraped his boils and sat in his dead skin. She was also affected, most likely cringing as she looked at him, not wanting to be near him, grieving her own losses also. Pay attention to how Job responds and think about the relationships in and around you. You don't want someone to tear you down or to be unsupportive, but to help build you up. But he said to her, "You speak as one of the," now here it is, "spiritually foolish women speaks, ignorant and oblivious to God's will. Shall we indeed accept only good from God and not also accept adversity and disaster?" In spite of all this, Job did not sin with words from his lips. Job chapter 2, verse 10 of the Amplified Version. At the outset, I believe the book of Job has many hidden gems. Of a surety, one is that the devil is already defeated, and the importance of who we allow into our lives. Many righteous individuals have profane connections and soul ties that are robbing them of their virtues. And these same uncivilized individuals obtain mercy because of their association with the upright. Remember this as I give you confirmation from the word of the Lord. Letter A, the importance of separation from unclean things. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and ye receive not of her plagues." Revelation chapter 18, verse 4 of the King James Version. Letter B. Ungodly relationships can defile believers. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 of the King James Version. Letter C. God will show mercy to some only because of whom they are associated with. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that shall be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, this went even down to 10, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Genesis chapter 18, verses 24 through 26 of the King James Version. Letter D. This mercy won't last forever. Judgment is going to be individualized. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. Though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall neither deliver sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 14 and 18 of the King James Version. To those ungodly people who will leech off of sincere, caring people, a reckoning is coming. No one will be able to pray for mercy on your souls. And finally, letter E. Though God created all things, evil chooses its path. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. James chapter 1, verse 13 of the King James Version. The end of this scripture in the Amplified Version says, for God cannot be tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. Always coming from a place of love and in truth, thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.